Hello, George, Holger,
Hello.
Shai. Hola, Diana. ¿Cómo está? And Tara, Habibti. Nice to be with you. So we will start this meeting with a brief guided meditation. And then we can have a discussion. So you are welcome to, if you want to close your eyes or simply turn your attention inwardly. And welcome your experience. Whichever way it is appearing to you. The sensations in your body. The heart beat. The sensation of the breath. You don't need to do anything. No need to fix anything or seek anything right now. Whatever thoughts appear. Simply be. Notice that you are the reality that hears these words. Without any effort. Notice that you are aware. And that awareness is real. notice that whatever you perceive, such as the song of the birds or the sensations in the body, it keep changing. But awareness, presence, I do not change. In your experience, there is awareness, which is changeless. And there is that which appears and disappears. Sensations in the body, thoughts, images, memories, feelings. And on the other hand, awareness. You are this aware presence in this moment, taking on the form of hearing these words. You are this transparent, aware presence. In this moment, taking the sensation of breathing. You are this effortless, transparent presence. In this moment, taking on the form of an image of a man, a woman. You are Shiva, taking on the form of Shakti. Like the ocean, taking on the form of waves, or water, taking on the form of waves, or rain. Raindrops. Although Shiva takes on the form of infinite minds and infinite worlds and infinite sensations, it remains transparent. It remains complete. It remains untouched, unstained, undisturbed. Shiva is never seeking anything. Shiva is not trying to improve anything. Because it is the creator and the perceiver. The source when you imagine yourself to be a woman, a man, a person, then you experience the sense of limitation, the worry and the concern. You imagine yourself to be a human being rather than the reality of consciousness, the reality of being. When you reduce yourself from universal being to personal human being, you feel and you experience yourself to be a mortal body-mind. In the sense of lack and fear of death, and worry about the future. And you try to find peace and freedom for the body mind, for the imaginary person that you believe yourself to be. But it's not possible to find peace and happiness for an imaginary character. And so you experience disappointment, depression, powerlessness, meaninglessness. But whenever you let go of the belief that you are a person, a man, a woman, then order is restored. The ocean is not a wave. You are not a limited personal self. Consciousness is your reality. And consciousness has no borders and no location. Consciousness is not located in your brain or behind your eyes. There is no location. Which means freedom. Consciousness, awareness, your experience right now of awareness is not a body, it's not a brain or we believe that consciousness is made out of molecules and atoms, it's made out of matter. Or consciousness is made out of thoughts and mind. These are just beliefs. Without any foundation. If you go directly to your experience right now, the reality that perceives, this reality is not male or female. Reality that hears these words is not sitting on a chair or on a couch. Go to your experience of awareness. Because awareness is your experience. It's not a belief. I am aware. I perceive. I, consciousness, whatever it is, use the word consciousness, I perceive. Not I, a female body or a male body. I is this presence right now. It's not a story, not a history of my past and my future. What happened to me when I was 12 years old? I is not in time. Not in the past and in the future. I is the eternity of being this entire contemplation and inquiry about truth, about reality, is the inquiry into causeless peace, freedom, and happiness, joy. It's not an academic study. We know peace. We know love. We know freedom. Not conceptually, but experientially. Deep down in our heart, we know our true self. Let it be. Allow it to rise to the surface.